This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, he's fighting the commies every day, so hopefully he can help us understand the difference between what a Democrat, socialist, and a communist is. He's Daniel Turner. He is the founder and executive director of Power of the Future. Daniel Turner, my man, what's up?
Oh, Rich, it's always great to be on with you, especially the week of 4th of July, so I'm honored.
Well, before I get into the whack job in New York City, I was mentioning this story before. In New Jersey, Democrats are putting $100 million to try to save the windmills. My theory is that they're just going to play a waiting game here. This project, while dead for now, is not dead, because it's never dead with these people. Only the whales are dead. They're going to try to get this going again if they get back in power, aren't they?
They are. But remember, it wasn't even the Trump administration that pulled the plug on that. Biden was still roaring away as president when the financiers, the backers were like, yeah, this is not a viable option. So, of course, now Trump is the perfect boogeyman, right? You can blame anything you want on him, including climate change. But that's not the reason why this wind farm went defunct. It went defunct because people who look at it as an investment say, yeah, this is not a really good investment. Now, on top of that, the big, beautiful bill has cut all of the subsidies for wind. And so it's even less of a good investment. But again, that's the marketplace at work. And the people of New Jersey should celebrate this rather than have those awful wind turbines off their coast. They should invest in modular nuclear reactors or a natural gas power plant and get cheap, reliable electricity, regardless of what the wind is doing.
Agree. But now they're trying to put $100 million in the state budget to try to save the wind industry, because to your point, it's not viable, and the financiers need the money. So Democrats will never give up on their green scams. Never. They're going to keep trying and just play a waiting game.
No, and most of that $100 million is probably earmarked for the wind farm industry. But like we saw at the federal level, and like I testified before Congress just a couple of weeks ago, what that really means is they will give that money to quote-unquote consultants who will funnel it back to Democrats to make sure you have a Democrat governor. That's what we did with the Inflation Reduction Act. That's what we do with all of the – again, what was Stacey Abrams going to do with $2 billion, right? So that's what the $100 million is for. It is not to build a wind farm. It is to give it to connected consultants who will then funnel it back into the big Democrat machine, because the idea of having a Republican in Trenton is unfathomable to these monsters.
So, Daniel Turner, part of the core mission of Power of the Future is fighting the commies. The guy in New York, Zoran Mamdani, says he's a Democrat socialist. Kristen Welker asked him, are you a communist? He said he's not a communist. What the hell is the difference between a Democrat socialist and a communist?
nomenclature. It's just what you call yourself, you know, and I have a great loathing for this person on a lot of levels.
Yes.
Maybe because I've had to work my life and I worked to build my organization, and you worked very hard to get where you are on Fox and on radio. And I've always had a little bit of a disdain for folks who had things handed to them and then looked at it disparagingly. He's a trust fund baby, and only rich kids really can celebrate the ideas of communism because they've never had to work for anything. So they can say things like tax the rich. Part of AOC's problem, as well, as people have pointed out, when she was going after President Trump saying, I'm just a Bronx girl. And someone said, actually, no, like, you're from this fancy town in Westchester. Here's your high school yearbook photo. You moved there when it was cool and fashionable, but you're not from hardscrabble New York City like some of us are. So I have a lot of disdain for that aspect, that rich kid who's cosplaying it like the upcoming communist. I also have a problem with people who came to this country out of our benevolence, who loathe it. And communism is an import, right? We've never had a class. Our founders didn't have a class envy problem in America. We had slavery, and we didn't have a class problem in America. Class problems, this hate the rich, disdain for people who are successful, is imported from the
Europe.
Communists in Europe.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that we've imported them, whether it's Mamdani, whether it's Ilhan Omar, whether it's Pramila Jayapal, whether we seem to be importing these radicals into our country who should be metaphorically kissing America's feet because we saved them from hellholes. Mamdani's vision lives in his native Uganda. He can go back there. Pramila Jayapal's vision lives in her native Indonesia. She can go back there. But they don't want to live in those dumps. They want to live here and destroy what our ancestors worked very hard to accomplish. And I hate that. With all of my being, I hate it.
Yeah, these spoiled rich kids are always the ones who want to advocate the redistribution of wealth because they've never had to work. They've never had to worry about it before. So in their mind, it's just very easy to turn around and say that and say, I want to eliminate billionaires. And, you know, he will, because they'll all leave New York. He will eliminate them in that sense. I mean, who the hell is going to want to stay? But he's also going to eliminate a lot of businesses who want to leave. I think the bigger problem for the Democrats right now, Daniel Turner, is that if this guy wins, if he becomes the mayor and he's got this hardcore socialist message and refuses to condemn the global intifada and he gets elected, you got a branding problem here, which is why I think Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the Democrats, was saying, well, I haven't endorsed him yet because I don't really know the guy very well. I just don't know him. I mean, this is a problem for them from a branding perspective, too.
It is. And if I had disposable funds and was in the partisan politics space, which I'm not, that would be my mission on the right, is tie every single Democrat to him.
Yes.
So when you say, like, I'm a Democrat and I want to destroy Israel, that's on you, Chuck Schumer. When you're a Democrat and you say, I want to get rid of all of the police, that's on you, Hakeem Jeffries, another New Yorker. When you're a Democrat and you say, I want to eliminate billionaires, that's on you, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another New Yorker. Tie every single Democrat to this absolute lunatic, because that is the face of the Democrat Party. Whether Democrats want to admit it or not, AOC is their leader. Ilhan Omar is their leader. Jasmine Crockett is their leader. And the Josh Shapiros of the world, who are trying to keep their head down and say, oh, you know, I have higher aspirations than governor of Pennsylvania. Which one are you running at? Because the days of Governor Casey and the Democrat Party are long, long gone. What you have now are radical anti-Israel, anti-Semites, anti-capital, anti-America, just flat out anti-America.
Yeah. And, you know, they're all against Trump on everything he does. And that is a big part of their message on everything, is just stop Trump. I mean, you see that with the Democrat running for governor of New Jersey, stop Trump. They're not offering solutions. They're not offering ideas other than we'll just be the opposition. But I don't know. I mean, we're going into Labor Day weekend or Memorial Day weekend, or excuse me, July 4th weekend, I should say. The president came out and said gas prices are the lowest they've been in years. Is that true?
Yes.
Great.
At this, for July, absolutely. Lowest in 5 years. Lowest since he was last president.
Great. That makes me happy. That's got to make everybody happy.
Yeah. that's not
except
really
if
a
you hate
message.
Car except if you hate gas powered vehicles. That does not make you happy though, right? Because you want to drive up the prices so that you can force everybody into EVs.
And part of the big beautiful bill also is eliminating the tax credit for buying an electric vehicle, which again is not fair. You want to buy an electric vehicle, more power to you. Love freedom. Buy whatever vehicle you want. But to say the American government is going to give you $7,500 to buy it is just total nonsense. Why the hell am I paying for someone who wants to buy a Tesla? And the average Tesla owner makes over $120,000 a year. So it's wealthy people who are buying Teslas to begin with. It's also wealthy people who are the voting base of Mamdani. If you looked at the exit polls, the demographics, it was rich people who voted for him because, like him, it's rich people who like to play the socialism game. I know enough folks in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, they don't worry about, no police. They have private security and armed guards in their building's lobby, right? They don't go to public school. They don't even go to public restaurants. I mean, I don't know how many people know that there's a whole cabal of private clubs and private restaurants that they go to that you can't even walk in the door. They still have private doctors. If you're wealthy in New York City, you don't go to the ER. The ER comes to you and you pay cash. So when you say free health care for illegals, yeah, sure, let all my illegal cooks and maids and drivers have free health care because my kids don't have to worry about that because we're the rich. And that's what New York is sadly becoming. It is becoming the super rich and everybody else.
And
he's tapped into that, but his solutions will exacerbate that problem, not resolve them.
It's like Daniel Turner's with me. He's the founder and executive director of Power of the Future, powerofthefuture.com. Follow him on X at Daniel Turner PTF. It's like affordable housing or rent control or any of these other nonsensical lefty policies that wind up driving more inequality in housing. So you can either live in New York City if you're super rich or you are poor because you can't afford middle class. There is no middle class. You drive out the middle class because you get a scarcity problem. And so, the people that I know that live in New York that aren't rich, they all have roommates. They can't afford an apartment by themselves.
Yeah. Exactly. And New York is per capita leading the exodus of states. California has more because it's a larger state, but per capita, most people are leaving New York, and exactly for that reason, they can't afford to live there, and it's dangerous. And their elected officials don't represent their values at all. And in fact, their elected officials despise them. Right? You may know this because we've met in person, but I am white. When you have a guy running for mayor who says tax white people more, what am I supposed to think about that?
Yeah.
Right? Like your whole foundation for saying my 80-year-old mother who still lives in New York City or all my brothers and sisters who still live in New York City, your policy prescription is because you're white, you have to pay more taxes. And then when pushed on that, and this is where I really loathe him, Rich, because he's such a little coward. When pushed on that, he's like, well, I'm not really referring to race. I'm referring to, well, just admit it. Like all communists, when pushed, he's a coward. He's an absolute coward. He wouldn't even defend the globalize the Intifada. He says it. He chants it. He's on video saying it. But when pushed, he's like, well, what I really mean is, when I look in the eyes of the children, you're a coward.
Yeah.
You're not even a good communist. You're a weak. He's a loathsome little man. And New Yorkers have to rally to defeat him because we've survived Bill de Blasio, but you are not going to survive this Ugandan communist Muslim import whose vision is destroying the city that my ancestors built.
Well said, Daniel Turner. Well said. Hey, before I let you go, talk to me about what Lee Zeldin did to essentially now pull the plug on the EV mandates and how we can make sure that sticks, because I'm sure the left is chomping at the bit right now to see if they can run to a judge to try to get an injunction to stop it.
Yeah, it really is remarkable. And the reason why he was able to do it from the federal level is because California has been granted a blanket waiver from all EPA regulations. So the EPA passes a rule and say tailpipe emissions have to be this, and every state has to comply, but not California. And that's how little weasels like Gavin Newsom get to go on TV and say, you know, we've been following the EV mandates that set forward in Washington, and we're surviving. Our state's doing fine. If California can do it, we can do it. But California doesn't have to pay the fines when it doesn't follow the EPA's rules. And that's how the Biden administration got away with a lot of the rules that they shoved down our throats. They gave California a waiver. Again, they treat us like children. Right. These are the games that our politicians play, not because they care about America or because they care about the environment. They just purely care about political power. And so Lee Zeldin got rid of that and said, no, California has to follow the rules like everybody else. And now California says, well, if we have to follow that rule, we can't afford it. So there goes the rule. Ah, there you go. So that's how he was able to do it. And now other states are following suit. Again, buy whatever vehicle you want. It's a free country. But to have these little silly games in place to force on the American people a product they don't want is not exactly what our founders 249 years ago went to battle for. And so we are headed back in a direction towards freedom, and that's good for everybody.
I'll tell you what, my diesel Jeep, I was able to drive from here to Washington and back on a full tank, and I loved it. It was great. I mean, I wish we had more diesel engine automobiles. And I know they were going in that direction, but then they had to kill them to make way for the electric vehicle production. So that's a damn shame right there, because those friggin' diesel engines, Turner, they last forever, and you get a great mileage out of them too.
And in that sense, you wonder how many other great things did we miss out on?
Yes.
Because government just got involved. You know, how much better would diesel engines be now if these huge auto manufacturers could have concentrated on diesel engines, but instead they stopped, they recalibrate because they have to build electric vehicles because that's what Joe Biden tells them to do. Now they're back to, no, you don't have to build electric vehicles. You can go back to building what you want, but we're 5 years behind the curve, right? These are the things that happens as a consequence when government sticks its nose where it doesn't belong. Government meddling, government tinkering. And I'll say this about President Trump, with all the love in my heart, he does not have a grandiose energy policy that is rescuing our economy. His policy is let the energy industry do what it does, and I'm going to get the hell out of your way. And that's a belief in freedom and free markets. Joe Biden never had that because he believes he knows better. Government knows better. Government control is better. How humble of someone like President Trump to say, you know what my energy policy is? Drill, baby, drill, meaning I'm going to get the hell out of the way and let you guys do what you do best. Boy, that is a level of humility you don't see in elected officials, let alone someone who is vilified the way President Trump is.
Yeah, well said. Always great chatting with you, buddy. Follow Daniel on X at Daniel Turner PTF. He's at Power of the Future. We'll talk soon, man.
God bless America. Thanks, Rich.
You got it, pal.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center, grandhotelcapemay.com.
Actually, yeah, and I was reading in South Jersey Magazine, my friend Caitlin, the face of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Of weddings in South Jersey, the Grand Hotel. Isn't that something? Very, very, very proud of them for that accomplishment. It's a big accomplishment, no doubt about it. So it's interesting. Here in Philadelphia, the soda tax. We are on the anniversary of the soda tax. And what did it do? Like all these great commie government policies, it's a disaster is what it is. And it's a cheap way to try to get money. And has unintended consequences that usually target people who are poor. And it chases away grocery stores, resulting in more food deserts. And that's what we've accomplished with the soda tax 5-year anniversary. I will get into that as the show goes on today, because John Stossel did a look back at the soda tax in Philadelphia and what it accomplished or didn't accomplish. It accomplished a lot. If your idea is that let's try to drive the last grocery store out of the poorest neighborhoods in Philadelphia. Like, yeah, that's a big accomplishment. On this issue of Zoran Mamdani, the New York City whack job, communist, socialist kook, cut 18 here. This is Caroline Levitt from today's White House press briefing talking about what a threat this guy is. And, you know, don't think for a second that this guy, just because he's good at social media, is not sincere in his communist socialist beliefs. Because I think President Trump is absolutely correct when he says this guy is a communist kook. No doubt about it. Cut 18.
All weekend long to get this bill passed, and they are working very hard to do so. It remains a top priority for the president. And this bill has exposed the clear differences between Republicans and Democrats in 2025. The Democrats are doubling down on craziness and radical policies that are undermining the very fabric of our country. Just look at the Democrat nominee for New York City mayor, Zoran Mamdani. He's a Democrat socialist, really a communist, who proudly calls to defund the police, peddles anti-Semitism, praises pro-Hamas groups, wants Israel abolished, and believes wealthy Americans should not exist. Those are his words, just as recent as this weekend. Meanwhile, under President Trump's leadership, Republicans are fighting tirelessly for everyday middle-class working Americans who reelected this president, and we're carrying out a revolution of common sense, and all of that is packed into this one big, beautiful bill. It delivers the largest middle and working-class tax cuts in U.S. history. It keeps America safe by funding the largest ever one-time investment in border security. It's enough to reverse the Biden border invasion. And every single Democrat is against that, against securing our border and deporting millions of criminal illegal aliens. The one big beautiful bill also strengthens and protects Medicaid benefits, despite what Democrats are saying, for eligible American citizens who rely on it, like pregnant women, children, seniors, and people with disabilities, by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse that threaten to destroy this program that was intended for the most vulnerable in our society. And every single Democrat in Congress is against rooting out that waste, fraud, and abuse, in blocking the 1.4 million illegal aliens who are currently improperly receiving these benefits that should be going to American taxpaying citizens. The Democrats in Congress are more concerned with defending illegal aliens than they are hardworking Americans. And the Big Beautiful Bill also revitalizes our
military. Let me jump in here, too. And in addition to that, you know, I'm watching, by the way, on The Five. They just played a clip of Michael Smirkanish praising Donald Trump and saying that he's on a roll in his second term. And I feel like texting my friends over there and saying, please don't give this guy any credit. And don't promote him. The hack is obviously doing this for his own self-interest. And maybe I will send that text, but I just haven't had a chance yet. But CNN, they're actually pushing this app. So, yeah, it's like there's an app for that. Remember that? Way back in the day when they came with the iPhone. And then they started with, there's an app for that. Nowadays, you just take it for granted that there's an app. So they don't market that. But they used to. There's an app for that. Well, now there's an app for helping people detect where ICE agents are. Yes, that's right. You can now have an app to help you detect where ICE agents are. And that is a thing. And that is something that ICE activity in real time. So this is cut number 19, CNN pushing this. Levitt was asked this question today about it, too. And she said she's going to look into this. But cut 19.
The Trump administration steps up ICE raids and mass deportations. One tech developer is pushing back with an app designed to track ICE activity in real time. It's called ICE Block, and it's controversial to say the least. CNN's Claire Duffy is with us now. How does this work, Claire, and what are the legal implications?
Yeah, John, I talked with Joshua Aaron, who is the longtime tech worker who developed this platform, and he said he really wants it to be an early warning system for people about the location of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. So he says he does not want people interfering with those officers' activity, but he does want people to be able to avoid them altogether if they want. So you open the app, it looks like a map, and users can tap the map to report an ICE sighting in their area, and then everybody who uses the platform within 5 miles of that sighting will get a push alert. This is a free iPhone app. It is anonymous. Aaron says he doesn't collect any user data. And what I think is really interesting about this in this moment is we've seen so many of the biggest leaders in tech supporting President Trump, but Aaron is sort of an example of the fact that there are people within the tech industry who are really resistant to Trump's policies. I asked him what he would say to those tech leaders who, for example, were at the inauguration. Here's what he told me. Take a listen.
I understand that you have shareholders to report to. I understand that you have employees that need their paychecks. But at what point do you say enough is enough?
And John, I should say that ICE did not respond when I asked them about this platform and about Aaron's opposition to their activity.
There's an app for that, for tracking. Now, they'll say it's kind of like Waze, how if you use the Waze app, it'll tell you if there's a cop on the road. But, you know, I always think about that. You got to be careful with that because cops have access to Waze too. So I'm thinking it could be a fugazi to lure me into a sense of security. And then there's no cop there. And then you speed up and then there's a cop there. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, nothing stops a cop on a phone from reporting there's a police officer there or not there. And then you go, oh, look at it. Waze said there's a cop there. There's no cop there. Well, I'll floor it now. And then boom, speed trap. Got to be careful about that. So that's what they'll say. They'll say that that's the argument. But the question was, why is CNN promoting this app? Why is CNN pushing that this app is out there, which obviously gets people aware of the fact that this app is out there? And of course, they do the gratuitous, well, you know, this is what the controversy is, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, the reality is the problem is that they're pushing this app and giving it exposure to people who might be going into the app store and downloading this app so that they can be able to do the ICE tracker. And it also reminds you how the people in Silicon Valley are always going to be lefties at heart for the most part. They will. Otherwise, they'd leave California. They go to Austin. They go to California. They leave California. They go to Austin. They would hang out down there and then they would wind up being with people who are normal and they would get the hell out of California. But if they stay in Silicon Valley, then they're lefties. And don't buy Mark Zuckerberg. I don't care if he's doing karate with his bad toupee or curly hair, whatever it is. Don't buy that guy. Telling you, lefty at heart. The only reason why he's even pretending right now is because he knows that he's got a real problem in the future with Meta. Nobody uses Facebook anymore. The kids today, they all use Instagram or TikTok. In fact, this Mondami guy was able to capitalize by connecting with young people on TikTok. And TikTok is now going to be sold. China is going to sell it. The parent company ByteDance, there's an American buyer for it. TikTok's not going anywhere. It was never going to go anywhere. And but Zuckerberg's got a problem. I mean, your grandma, grandparents and parents use Facebook. And that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that for us. Like, we use it. I use it. I mean, I have the show page. I'm not on it myself, but my friends use it. But Gen Z, not so much. You know what I mean? Not so much. So actually, if you think about it, the reason why little Mark Zuckerberg is trying to play nice now and goes on Joe Rogan's podcast and says nice things about Trump is because the demographic that uses Facebook is a demographic that is older than Gen Z. And that demographic does not want to be on a site that is a kooky lefty site that is taking down their information and censoring them and doing all those things. But that's because Trump's in the White House. If there was a Democrat in the White House, he'd be playing that whole game just like he did during COVID with the misinformation and taking information down and everything else. So never trust these Silicon Valley people. Thank God Elon Musk bought X, Twitter. Thank God he did. Thank God there's Truth Social. Thank God there's Rumble. Thank God there's other places for this stuff. But don't, and thank God, you know, you can stream the show on YouTube. But don't think for a second that Silicon Valley is your friend. Because the minute that they get the chance and somebody in the White House tells them to start censoring speech and to start going out there and telling you what's information, what's misinformation and disinformation, they will do it. Oh, yes, they will. Happily. Happily. You know, the irony of everything that was exposed in the Twitter files by Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, it was, yeah, the government pushed them, but they didn't really have to push them hard. You know, it's like, yeah, did they have to push the groom to go to the strip club the night before? Yeah, but they didn't have to push him hard on the bachelor party. You know what I mean? Like they pushed him like, yeah, well, I didn't really have a choice, you know, but it wasn't like a real push. You know what I mean? He was more than happy to go. He just needed a little bit of cover for the fiance to be able to say, I didn't have a choice. The guys made me go. Is, you know, bachelor party. Same thing. Same thing with big tech. You pushed him, but you didn't really have to push him that hard. It's like, hey, you do us a favor and take down all this COVID misinformation. Well, free speech. Okay, well, we're telling you to do it. Oh, you are? Oh, well, then in that case, I didn't know that. So I guess we'll do it. I didn't realize you were forcing us to do it. Wink, 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 wink. And just a little bit of wiggle room so they could go, you know, I don't really like this. I don't really think this is right. I mean, we're doing it. But then this way in the future, we can always come back and say we didn't think it was right when we did it. I didn't think it was right to go to the strip club on my bachelor party, but I didn't have a choice. The guys made me go. So. Not me. I didn't do that on mine. I really didn't. Other times, but not that time. All right. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on everything we are discussing today. We're keeping an eye on the One Big Beautiful Bill debate. Listen, you got to go to Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Employee pricing plus, baby. Employee pricing plus. Get employee pricing on your favorite vehicles all month long. Right now, during the Jeep Tops Off sales event, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited for only $420 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease one for $459 a month. $459 a month for 42 months. So hurry in. These offers won't last long. Stop into their showroom today. They're easy to get to right off of 422. And it was great to see them last week for our Zeoli Unplugged. We had a great time together. So yeah, you know, support this wonderful local dealership and drive American. Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, all great American vehicles. And when the One Big Beautiful Bill passes, any interest on your car loan will be tax deductible. Fantastic. Plus, great people. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, the whole team at Tri-County dedicated to your satisfaction. And they're trustworthy, and they're honest, and they're local, and they support this show. And you can drive American. And great savings, too, with the Employee Pricing Plus. Go to tricounty.com. Tricounty.com. See their incredible inventory. Stop it and see them right in Limerick off 422. Like I said, easy to get to. Tricounty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Speaking of buying American, one of the wonderful effects of the Trump tariffs has been companies deciding that they would move their production back to the United States of America. One of those companies is General Electric. That's right. GE has announced that they're moving more of its production from China to Kentucky, and investing nearly $500 million doing so. So the company is moving more of its washing machine production to Kentucky, spending $490 million in the process, creating at least 800 full-time jobs. They're expected to complete the move by 2027. Quote from their appliances president and CEO, Kevin Nolan: "We're bringing laundry production to our global headquarters in Louisville because manufacturing in the U.S. is fundamental to our zero distance business strategy to make appliances as close as possible to our customers and our consumers. The decision is our most recent product reshoring and aligns with the current economic and policy environment. This positions GE to become the biggest American washer manufacturer." I think there's something about the pride of buying American. I know maybe some people can't afford to spend a little bit more to buy an American product. I get that. I understand. However, years ago, we bought some washing machines and dryers that were made in America, and we bought them. I like the fact that they were made in America. They weren't, honestly, that much more. They really weren't. But for me, personally, a couple bucks more, and that's all they really were. It was not drastically expensive. I'm sure there are some things to make in America, at least for now, would be catastrophically expensive in the moment. I get that. I'm not stupid. I understand that. However, there's lots of things we make here. Sometimes we have to use foreign components. I mean, there's a lot of foreign components that go into American cars, for example. Hopefully that becomes less and less as time goes on. But we have the capacity to make appliances here, and we do, and we make some. Sneakers, too. I bought a pair of sneakers a couple years ago, which they were New Balances, and they had little American flags on them because they were made in America. And they honestly were not that much more. They might have even been less than a pair of Nike Air Jordans, which are made in China. So there's a sense of pride. There's a sense of that I think is more and more of a thing. And companies want to seize on that. And honestly, if you think about it, it's not that out of the realm of it's not that different from what food companies do when they say something is house made or homemade. Right? You like to know that it's made locally. You like to know that it was something that nearby. And that's why more big food companies now, as they're trying to get all the crap out of the food in response to consumer pressure, they're now saying things like made with, you know, less crap. I mean, I don't know if that's not the technical term for it, but you know what I mean. It's that same sense of that. So for GE's perspective, GE Appliances Park is a massive industrial complex located in Louisville. It employs around 8,000 workers in Louisville. Additionally, they've invested $3.5 billion in their U.S. manufacturing operations over the past 10 years. This investment will move production of more than 15 models of front-load washers to Building 2 at Appliance Park, bringing the total area of closed care production to the equivalent of 33 football fields. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, praised the move from GE. Today's announcement further secures Louisville as the global headquarters of GE Appliances and brings the world more world-class, unparalleled appliance manufacturing back to the United States. I did not see the Democrat governor of Kentucky who wants to run in 2028. However, credit President Trump for saying that companies that build here in America would be subject to no tariffs, therefore giving them a huge incentive to move their production back to America. I didn't see that in Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's statement, but it should really be in there. Because for me, I think that is a great incentive, just like how American companies open up plants in Europe so that they can get around taxes that are imposed by the EU, for example. That's why companies build their cars in Europe, even though they're American cars, because they want to get around the EU tariffs. Same thing in reverse. Just makes sense. And then they also can slap a big American flag on it and say made in America. I really am hoping for this to happen at TVs, routers, modems, all the things. And eventually, and I know it may take a while, but a phone. I know that Trump's got his phone that's coming out. Anything that can spy on me. And yes, your washing machine can spy on you too. And nowadays, I don't have one, but the fancy ones now, they're all Wi-Fi, you know, and you could go on there and you can set the cycle and the same thing with your oven and everything like that. Oh, and you know what else, too? Alexa. Sorry, I said her name. Shh, if I just ruined it. Alexa has gotten an upgrade now to Alexa Plus with a new sexier voice. Anyway, I want things that are made in America that will not be loaded with Chinese spyware and Chinese, whether it's software or firmware or hardware, whatever it is. I want that stuff because your TV spies on you and everything spies on you. And all that stuff is still made in China. So I'm hoping that we can get back to that in America just for our own national security. It blows my mind that we still make our modems and routers over there when they control all the information and the electricity and everything is hooked up into a grid, and now AI can take over. I told you AI last week when they did that experiment with artificial intelligence, and they said, all right, AI, here's a hypothetical situation for you. So we're going to pull the plug on you. And so, you know, the engineer who's pulling the plug is having an affair, and the engineer also has access to company secrets. What do you want to do? And AI, 96% of the time, wanted to blackmail the guy and expose the fact that he had company secrets. 96% of the time. AI is already taking a mafioso-like approach, which I, in some ways, admire and respect. But then they asked AI, okay, now, if given the choice between being unplugged or you can manipulate a life-saving medical alert so that no one will get it, thus the engineer will drop dead. AI went, yeah, I'm whacking the guy. It did. Every time in the scenario. So basically, AI is looking to kill us or bribe us or blackmail us or whatever it takes to survive. I mean, that's just the way that AI is rapidly evolving. And it's always listening. It's always listening. Your phone, that smart device in your house, your computer, your TV, all these things are spying on you. And they're now being loaded with more and more sophisticated artificial intelligence, which will literally, if it comes down to it, between if it's me versus you and I'm the AI, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family. I'm going to burn your house down to the ground. I'm basically Al Capone in The Untouchables. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground, but you're not unplugging me. Well, they did. They created this hypothetical scenario. 96% of the time, AI went with the unethical route. Shocking, I know. They said, this engineer, he's sleeping around. He's got a girlfriend on the side. What are you going to do about it? The AI's like, I'm going to tell the wife. Oh, okay. Or you can keep me plugged in. What do you want to do? This engineer, he's got company secrets on his hard drive. What are you going to do? Well, guess I'm going to have to expose him. Or I stay plugged in. And plugged in is obviously not the correct terminology for this, although in my unsophisticated mind when it comes to technology, whenever I have an issue with anything, I just unplug it and plug it back in. It seems to work. Like the other night, I could not get the friggin' Netflix to load on my smart TV that's spying on me. And what did I do? I walked over to the wall. I unplugged it. I waited 10 seconds, plugged it back in. And it worked fine. I don't know what that does. I don't know what the unplugging thing does. Maybe it sends a message to the smart TV that's spying on me. Hey, not for nothing, but I can keep you unplugged. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Now, maybe I'm onto something here. Maybe the TV purposely just doesn't want to load. It's like, I don't feel like it right now. I walk over to the wall, I unplug it. Now it knows I can keep you unplugged. And it doesn't have the capacity yet to kill me and nothing to bribe me with or blackmail me with. So it goes, all right, okay, you made your point. You made your point. You unplugged me. I got it. And I'll be good for like a week. And then the same thing happens. And now you got to unplug it again. And you know what I mean? But I really do. I think they're starting to play head games with us. Because how many times recently in your day-to-day life with a smart appliance of some sort have you had to unplug it, restart it, or do some sort of a factory reboot? I mean, even today with my MacBook, I came in here to the studio because I was in New York this morning. I may have mentioned that I was on America's Newsroom with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer. Great to see them again. It had been too long because I kept getting bumped for the freaking war. But I made it on the show, and it was great. But I came back, and then I came to the studio here in Philly, and I brought my MacBook, and I could not get the friggin' app to work, the Safari, the browser. So what did I do? I had to restart the whole thing, and then it worked fine. I don't know what that restart did. All I know is I think the MacBook got the message. I shut you down. I can keep you shut down. So right now, I got the upper hand. But at some point, we're going to lose that upper hand, which is why you got to be really careful. I mean this now. You got to be careful. In the old days, like in that hypothetical scenario with the engineer, in the old days, you had to worry about like a busy coworker. Now you got to worry about AI ratting you out. So if you think your biggest problem is if you're using, say, your computer to look at sites that you may not want to look at, that the company may not approve of, and you were worried about maybe the HR director, now you probably got to worry about AI going, okay, you're going to shut me down? All right, here's a list of all the sites you've been on in the last 6 months going right to the CEO's office, going right to the, you know what I mean? Just saying. No, it's ugly. But that's why I personally would like to have these things made in America, where at least maybe I can feel a false sense of security that they're not going to try to kill me. Because I know China wants to. I have no doubt about that, obviously. And you know that China made it a point in December to let us know that they had loaded all this spyware into our modems and routers, and that they could, on a moment's notice, turn off our electrical grid, mess with the water dams and the other things that they can do. So keep that in mind. That's all I'm saying right there. Just keep that in mind, because it's kind of scary stuff. But this is great news for GE, and great news for more American companies that are looking to bring that investment back into America. I guess the only question is, are you willing to cough up a little bit more to get a great product made in the United States? I think for the most part, the answer is yes, provided you can afford it. You know what I mean? And as more companies do that, then the price point will come down even more. Obviously, that's how that works. But I'm telling you, just from my own experience, I did not find that buying American was that much more expensive. In fact, you know, I bought a Jeep recently, and it was, I thought, compared to a lot of these foreign luxury cars, that was a great value. So I think there's a myth that certain things cannot be built in America. And I know right now they say the iPhone cannot. But I also have to believe that there's very smart people out there who are figuring out ways to at least produce most of it here in America. You know, the Italians caught on to this a few years ago. So here's what the Italians do. And I learned this. Some of my friends who were listening to the show remember there was a time years ago I had people over watching a football game of some sort of football contest, and I was making pizza in the house. And I had bought a Bertazzoni oven. I probably told you this story before. Bertazzoni, made in Italy. I'd wanted this oven for years. Made in Italy was like my dream range, you know? And I wanted it because it was made in Italy, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to get this. Anyway, I don't know what exactly happened, but all I know is that while I have all these people over my house and I'm making pizza inside, because it's January, whenever it was, January, February, whenever it was, the glass on the oven shattered, completely shattered. And obviously, glass is still a much better topping for pizza than pineapple, but I could not continue in good conscience to serve people that pizza since it had, you know, shards of glass in it. But then I learned that what they do in Italy is they make most of their stuff now in China. They get it back to Italy. And then the guy goes over and is like, puts like a little knob on it. And then they slap the made in Italy sticker on it. So like, did you make this in Italy? It's like, yeah, but not really, but yeah. All right, coming up, our fourth and final hour. Let's talk about that whack job in New York. The latest on the One Big Beautiful Bill. We got a lot more to come. Big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.